Before I read one final poem, I do want to tell you about David. This looked as if it were a joke in my book, and it's not a joke to me. I made friends with Robert Bly and his wife, and I'm more than friends. Annie and I are godparents of two of their children. But when I went out there week after week when I was living in Minneapolis, they live in western Minnesota, I went with Robert when he bought a horse, and I love that horse. I think he loved me too. He was a swayback horse. He was quite old. He was a Palomino, very nice. And once I had written a poem, and I forgot about it. No, I didn't forget about it. I wanted to show it to Robert or Carol, his wife, and I couldn't find anybody. I was in the chicken house. I went over to the farmhouse, and I couldn't find them. There was nobody in the house. I went around the back of the house, and of course David was wandering around, wonderful old David. He ate the poem. I know it sounds as if it were a joke, but it's not a joke. David is dead now. What has ever happened? When I came to put my collected poems together, I have a poem called, or something called, In Memory of the Horse David Who Ate One of My Poems, and here it is.